Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. That's 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And, man, I love hypocrisy. I've got a story from someone at MSNBC who is just extremely upset about third world countries not getting COVID-19 vaccines because Western countries, like the United States, are instead providing people with booster shots. And I'm not going to give away the spoiler now, but that article is definitely worth getting into. But I don't want to start out with it. I want to start out with how many freaking pop-ups there are anywhere you go on the internet. It's absolutely ridiculous.
What browser are you using?
This is Chrome. I want to start with Coinbase.
Well, you know what? I've been using Dissenter, which is based on the Brave browser.
Mm-hmm.
Been using it for at least 3 or 4 years now.
Isn't that the Gab thing?
It's the one that you can report on all our every
you can comment on any website.
I think Gab's
behind that.
I've never done any of that, but as far as pop-ups are concerned, I mean, I think I have an ad blocker.
First thing I got when I clicked on one of these news sites was a pop-up saying, hey, you have an ad blocker. You should turn that off so that we can monetize you.
Yeah, I get those occasionally, but as far as like ads just in general, especially on videos, any video software out there, any video website.
Ad blockers knock those out pretty effectively.
It's amazing that they're able to do that as well.
Yeah.
In fact,
when people mention to me, like my dad, or others who can't reset the clock on the stove.
Right.
They're talking about ads they saw on YouTube. I'm like, dude.
Got no idea.
I don't. I didn't even realize YouTube had ads. It's been so long since I've seen one.
I can relate. For about 2 years, I was just so used to using AdBlock on my PC to watch YouTube that when I watched the video on my phone, there was an ad. And I was what is this?
Brave browser. There you go again.
Well, Conan, you're presuming I have the right to go online and download a web browser.
You can't go to the store? You can't?
She is highly restricted for some
reason.
Holy
crap! All right, sorry.
You can do drugs.
You're going to have to stick with Chrome.
Coinbase has been slammed for what users say is terrible customer service.
Shocking. I'm shocked, let me tell you.
After hackers drained their accounts. Now, these...
Whoa, when did this happen?
Right, that's what I thought. I thought this was breaking, right? Mm. Because I haven't heard of any Coinbase hack.
I have a couple of monies on Coinbase.
Get it out of there, dude. What are you doing?
A couple. It's just a couple little trinkles.
But okay. It's a good warning. But this happened, apparently, it happens regularly. Coinbase itself has not been hacked, but users of Coinbase, it turns out, have
social engineering. Most likely.
Sort of. I mean, their computers get affected with malware, that sort of thing. The SIM swap is very popular. That's where this hacker just calls up your mobile phone provider and says, hey, I lost my SIM card.
Yeah.
Can you send me a new one? Oh, and I also moved, so can you send it to the other side of the country? And the carrier just goes, sure.
Mm.
And just like that, they receive all of your text messages.
Or they might say, what's your birthday? Or, you know, ask some basic question that anybody who can socially engineer the victim would be able to get.
Yeah, they're very common. CNBC interviewed Coinbase users across the country and found thousands of customer complaints against the company. You know, we talked about this a few nights ago. Coinbase is an okay way of acquiring cryptocurrency.
For the brand new user, it's easy.
But you gotta get it off of there as soon as you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For Tanya Vidovich, it was a moment of panic. She had received a series of alerts about someone changing access to her cryptocurrency account. And she realized, as she stared at her computer screen, that nearly all of her $168,000 in holdings was gone, vanished before her eyes.
Yeah. Oh.
She was stunned. She left $168,000 of cryptocurrency sitting in her Coinbase account instead of cold storage or even a mobile phone wallet. Any of those would have been better. Nearly 4 months have passed and it has yet to sink in, she said. Tanya and Jared jumped into cryptocurrency investing in 2017 and watched their funds nearly quadruple over 4 years. They used Coinbase, the country's largest cryptocurrency exchange, for their plunge into virtual currency. On exchanges such as Coinbase, users can deposit dollars and trade them for cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, which the couple purchased.
As long as your bank will let you send the money to the exchange in the first place.
Yes, sometimes going through those hoops is a real pain in the butt, sending them ID, and sometimes they don't even like that because it's too blurry, and they want to see the back of your ID. And
well, that's once you get the account open and authenticated with your ID and all of that, sure. I mean, that's its own separate issue, mm-hmm. but... Ian, you have a story about HSBC, which is a British bank, not allowing users to send money to Binance.
Yeah, and they're the latest bank. So it's actually been a series of banks over in the UK that have just said no to their customers. Oh, you want to send wire money to a Bitcoin exchange, the world's largest Bitcoin exchange, Binance? No, we're not going to let you do that. They tell their customers, quote, "We've made this decision due to concerns about the possible risks to you. So we're doing it to help you."
They're not doing it to help you, sadly.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into that story later. So Tanya says she looked into Coinbase and it seemed like it was the one that everybody used and trusted. Well, everyone may use it, but I sure hope no one trusts Coinbase. She is not a knowledgeable user. And you learn that immediately when she says, "I signed onto the crypto and I said it's gone."
Oh, God.
I signed
onto the crypto.
Onto the crypto.
Yeah. Oh, man. And of course, Coinbase isn't going to tell you to not use them as their custody, you know, or to use your custodian. They're not going to give you the basics of cryptocurrency and explain to you the benefits of cryptocurrency and how it can be, you know, basically you can be your own bank, that you don't need Coinbase if you have the wherewithal to remember a username and a password. That's all you need for instance, Edge Wallet.
Yeah, and once you have that, unless it requires you to check for your password, which it does every so often, it doesn't require, but it advises you to. Other than that, you just need a PIN.
Edge, by the way, Edge Wallet, you need to get on the desktop.
They really do need a desktop version.
Because that's the only reason I'm not using you.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. That's their one weakness. But here's the thing. Edge Wallet is open source. So if you knew how to do it, you could do it.
Let's not go there. I'm doing so many things right now.
I don't think the Edge Wallet being open source would be very helpful given the different platforms, would it?
Well, you can still take the source and convert it to whatever C++ or whatever it is you need to put it on computers.
So after Tanya signed on to the crypto, she tried to contact Coinbase, but they couldn't get anyone on the phone.
Oh, God. You can't call these people, by the way. That's another way you're going
to get scammed. That's like trying to call Facebook.
Yeah, but if you call Facebook, you're probably not going to get scammed out of your money. I remember when Will Coley, who was a co-host here on Free Talk Live for a little while, he had his own show, great guy, but he was getting into cryptocurrency, and Will's not a stupid man, but
right.
He had an issue on Kraken, which is another major exchange here in the United States, and he was wanting to contact their customer service, so he goes on to Google and searches Kraken customer service, found a phone number, calls it up, and some guy on the other end, "Hello, this is Kraken, how can we help you?" And he gave him keys or whatever, and before he knew it, he'd lost hundreds of dollars worth, I think, of cryptocurrency in that
particular. Oh, he called a...
He called a scammer. Yeah, because
that's unfortunate.
A lot of these crypto exchanges will tell you, "Hey, if somebody gives you a phone number, it ain't us."
Yeah, because they don't want you to contact them.
Yeah, we don't have phone numbers, basically. So if you're on the phone with somebody claiming to be from Coinbase or Kraken, it's not them.
Yeah, they use email almost exclusively, from what I can tell. So making this issue worse, cryptocurrency transactions cannot be reversed. What seems to be happening here is that users are getting their devices hacked through one mechanism or another, and the hackers are discovering, oh, there's a Coinbase account here, logging into the Coinbase account and draining the cryptocurrency. And, of course, that is irreversible.
Now, go back to the SIM card replacement. How does that work? You just call up your phone company? Is this?
Yeah, pretty much.
You have to know the person's phone number and who they are. So if I have your phone number and your name...
You're saying if I have all of my apps and stuff stored in the cloud, they can send all of that information to me?
If I know you, your number, your name, and I know what company your phone is, I can call up and say, "I'm Conan so-and-so, and I want to update my SIM card or whatever, or send me a new SIM card." And then...
And apparently, I mean, there's been some crackdown on them recently, but they would do it. But yeah. In general, keep your crypto off of Coinbase. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here talking about Tanya. You don't want to be like Tanya, not knowing anything about cryptocurrency, and somehow gathering up, like, I think it was $168,000 worth of cryptocurrency.
Now, who produced this article?
This is MSNBC.
I'm just wondering if there's... I'm wondering if this is a hit piece. I'm wondering if...
If it is, it's against Coinbase, but don't...
No, crypto in general. Coinbase just happens to be the name that everyone knows Coinbase and everyone knows Bitcoin.
Well, all of this can be avoided by learning about this world-changing technology instead of just trying to jump onto the fad train. Actually learn about it so you don't end up light-time. You can do that at Bitcoin.com. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page, and you can learn all the basics about cryptocurrency in just a few minutes. Because otherwise, you run the risk of losing $168,000 because you didn't even know that you shouldn't leave your cryptocurrency sitting on Coinbase.
Yeah, that's rule number one. And we were talking about these SIM card hacks a moment ago, and we were talking further during the break. I'm like, well, we got to clarify this for people because it's probably not that they're ordering a SIM card, the hacker or whatever. If you can use the term hacker, this is just a social engineer.
Most hacking is just...
Yeah, exactly. That's what hacking is. They just guess your password, right, and they go to town. Everyone thinks it's some dude in a room and he's got matrix lines all over the place.
With code. Yeah.
It's all... No.
So they're probably not calling and asking to ship a SIM card because there's restrictions on that sometimes, but it might just simply be they've already got a blank phone or whatever. They got some throwaway phone or whatever. They call up. They pretend to be you. And the thing is, these phone companies, I called once, and I was, like, shocked. Like, you're not going to ask me any other verification questions? It was so easy to get. There was almost none. There was almost no verification on, I forget which company it was at the time. I'm like, really? You're just going to accept what I said? You didn't even ask me, my mother's maiden name. You know, one of the basics, right? Like, there's nothing.
And was the tech you were talking to, was their first language not English?
No, it was English. It was absolutely English. And they're just following their script, they're supposed to do. So the person calls in, pretends to be you. They have your phone number. They know which customer service, which company to call. And then they say, I have a new phone. I'd like to activate it on my account. And they read off the IMEID or whatever it's called, IMEI or something like that.
ID.
And they read off whatever numbers the rep needs them to read, and then doop, doop, doop. Okay, thank you, sir. Have a nice day. We've updated your phone, and now they have your phone number. And then they try to log into Coinbase. And Coinbase, if you haven't set up the proper two-factor, which would be using an authenticator app.
Like Google Authenticator or LastPass Authenticator, something that can't, be manipulated so easily. SMS, that's text messaging, that's not... two-factor authentication, any meaningful sense.
It was their first attempt at it, and that's why the authenticator app started coming into popularity, because of these SIM card hacks. And then they got access to your account, which may have been what happened to this woman here.
Interviews with Coinbase customers around the country and a review of thousands of complaints reveal a pattern of account takeovers where users see money suddenly vanish from their account, followed by poor customer service from Coinbase that made those users feel left hanging and angry. See, these users, these thousands of complaints, they don't even know enough to know that Coinbase can't do anything about this. This is the user's fault, not Coinbase's. And they're upset. They're angry. I get it.
They're not going to be happy if they do get a customer service rep on the line, because that customer service rep is going to have to tell them, I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do.
That's exactly the case. Their account had risen to $168,596 on April the 28th when the hack occurred, according to account statements they shared with MSNBC. The amount was essentially wiped out, leaving only $587 the next day.
Damn.
So Ben was also hit by this. He's a Virginia resident who asked that his last name be withheld. He saw thousands of dollars vanish. He logged into his Coinbase app in March, verified his identity with two-factor authentication, but over a four-minute stretch, almost $35,000 in various coins disappeared from his account while he was actively logged in. So
what?
Yeah, I don't. That's weird. Like this, he logged in, and in the next 4 minutes, he saw all of his coins just vanishing. In response to his frantic email, Coinbase told Ben his computer had been hacked and there wasn't anything the company could do. And
that's really suspicious sounding. I remember hearing a story recently as well about a guy who had his Coinbase account frozen for whatever reason. And then $20,000 worth of the value disappeared from it and he couldn't get any answers from Coinbase about it.
Ooh, that is sketchy.
If Coinbase just wants to jack your money, what can you really do about that as well?
They probably have something in their terms and conditions that allow them to do that to an extent. I don't know, never having read them.
Yeah, who has?
So this guy's really baffled, and it seems to me that Coinbase did absolutely zero research and just said, hey, yeah,
sorry, bro.
Sorry. Well, it sounds to me, Ben, like you did zero research.
That's probably true.
So Coinbase responded.
If you're leaving your money on the exchange, you should know what the risks are, and the risks are you'll lose it. You'll either lose it through some sort of direct hack on your account, like they're talking about here, or the exchange itself and their cold wallet or whatever, their hot wallet, could get hacked.
Or they might decide to freeze you.
Which also happens.
Right.
And you'll never get access to it again for whatever reason if you're a criminal mastermind like this guy over here.
So Coinbase's regulatory response team noted that transactions on the blockchain are irrevocable and said Coinbase's insurance policy does not cover theft from individual accounts.
Mm-hmm.
There is no credible or supportable evidence that the compromise of your login credentials was the fault of Coinbase. As a result, Coinbase is unable to reimburse you for your alleged losses.
Mm-hmm.
I guess from Coinbase's point of view, they really have no proof that it wasn't Ben himself who did it.
That's true.
Eventually, the company sent a $200 credit, which you should still go ahead and use to buy Bitcoin, and don't keep it on Coinbase, because $200 worth of Bitcoin, still better than $0 worth of Bitcoin, and who knows what the value of Bitcoin will be 10 years from now.
It's already up to 48 today. It's climbing.
Experts say that SIM swapping, which we talked about earlier, where fraudsters seize control of a victim's phone number and SIM card through their phone company, is to blame for many of the cryptocurrency thefts. So yes, don't keep your money on Coinbase and use an authenticator app, not two-factor authentication, not text messaging, I mean.
The thing is, none of this is easy.
And God, not email.
None of this is easy. The two-factor authentication systems are good as far as security is concerned. But again, anytime you're dealing with security, it's going to be inconvenient. The more secure a thing is, the more difficult it is to get into and to deal with. If you have an authenticator app on your phone, but you didn't back up the authenticator code that they gave you when you first created the authenticator link, then if you lose that phone, getting back into that account is going to become a major pain in the butt.
It may be outright impossible in some cases.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to cover yourself. You have to be smart about it. But don't use email and don't use SMS. Use an actual authenticator app and find a way to actually maintain your code so that it's not just on one specific device. Because otherwise, you could lose everything. Professional hackers can steal all of your money in less than 30 minutes, said David Silver, who is an attorney who focuses on cryptocurrency. And you know, this is one of the things that banks are going to use to prohibit customers from sending out cryptocurrency. They'll say, hey, look, man, all of these people, they lost their money. We're trying to protect you. That's coming up. You can join us, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We've helped evacuate 70,700 people just since August the 14th. 75,900 people since the end of July.
President Biden's comments late Tuesday afternoon. The president also saying he's sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out and no disruptions to our operations.
it might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. This is USA Radio News. A good day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 30 points to finish at 35,366, the S&P adding 6 points to a finish at a record 44,86, and the NASDAQ climbing 77 points to a record 15,19. As the border crisis continues, a border state Republican congressman is calling out the Biden administration.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in and debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And this is an issue most people are never really going to deal with. The average person just doesn't see the issue that we talk about with banks. They're not running into banks trying to send wire transfers or do anything with cryptocurrency or trying to sell pornography on OnlyFans. But I am completely sick of banks trying to control what people can and can't do with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a story here about the OnlyFans CEO who is rightfully blaming banks for forcing the porn ban on their website. But before we get into that, I want to stay on cryptocurrency because you have a story about a bank in Britain that is refusing to allow their customers to send money to a cryptocurrency exchange.
Yeah, and it's just the latest one. By the way, this is coming from news.bitcoin.com from a little earlier this month. HSBC, which they've got branches in the United States as well, they are the latest British bank to announce that they have suspended payments to cryptocurrency exchange Binance. And Binance, for those that don't know, is the world's largest by volume cryptocurrency exchange at this time. And
they're pretty sleek. I mean, they have mechanisms of using debit cards at Binance, or at least Binance.us. I don't know about their worldwide site, but
yeah,
they're well-known, they're popular, they are, as you said, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the world.
And it's actually debit and credit cards they are blocking, specifically on this. I imagine they're going to block you from a wire transfer, too, but the
presumably
article is about...
About ACH? Because Binance even does that, if I recall correctly.
Well, ACH doesn't exist in Europe. It's called something else, SEPA or something like that, S-E-P-A. And so a consumer warning by the country's financial regulator was what the bank cited, the Financial Conduct Authority. The bank told its customers, "We've made this decision due to concerns about the possible risks to you. We're suspending payments to Binance," they say.
The only warning the regulatory commission should be giving is, hey, do your research, know about this thing before you purchase it.
We wanted to let you know in a notice that they sent to their customers, we're stopping payments from our credit cards to Binance wherever possible. And then, again, talking about the possible risks, we take our duty as...
Credit cards? Because Bank of America did this as well, but they only banned credit cards from being used by cryptocurrency on Coinbase.
Not debit cards?
Not debit cards.
We take our duty as a responsible lender seriously. We want to do everything we can to protect you. We'll monitor the continue to monitor the situation and let you know if anything changes. The bank cited the notice by the FCA, which issued a warning to consumers on the regulatory status of Binance in the UK. So, you know, apparently Binance hasn't jumped through all the whatever stupid hoops the government has put up. Besides the FCA, a number of other regulators have issued similar warnings about Binance, including Malaysia, Japan, Cayman Islands, Hong Kong, Thailand, Germany, and Lithuania. And other British banks that have stopped payments to Binance include Barclays, Santander, and NatWest. So there's several companies here that are, you know, banking companies that are just saying no. In April, they changed their crypto policy at HSBC to bar clients from buying stocks from companies that even hold Bitcoin, such as MicroStrategy, which now holds more than 100,000 Bitcoin.
MicroStrategy, who is that?
There's some lunatic named Michael Saylor who's behind that particular company, and he's a Bitcoin maximalist. Who is not a good person for the cryptocurrency industry. He gets on national television interviews, and while he pimps and pumps Bitcoin, at the same time, he's the worst kind of maximalist because he believes that people should still use dollars, that people should...
Oh, this is an investment type of maximalist?
Yeah. Yeah, he believes totally that Bitcoin's all about saving, and that the people that are, you know, into Bitcoin should always use debit cards and, you know, PayPals and dollars and whatever format, because that's better than Bitcoin for spending, he says. He's right about that.
He's right.
But you shouldn't use dollars if you care about freedom. You should be using other things like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or other cryptocurrencies, Monero, for instance.
Well, he can't consider the possibility of those because he's a Bitcoin maximalist.
Correct.
So that's unfortunate.
Well, obviously, if he still supports the dollar, then what is he really? Why can't you use smaller cryptos like Monero?
A Bitcoin maximalist is someone who believes that Bitcoin is the only viable cryptocurrency.
Correct, but then you have this other thing called the dollar that he
says... But it's not a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, but it's still a smaller piece of exchange that people can use on their daily lives, but... What does he consider it? Competition?
No.
Because it is.
No, he considers it money and Bitcoin to basically be an asset that people should be investing in rather than using.
That's right.
Which is toxic for the cryptocurrency world.
Yeah, he's not a good advocate for cryptocurrency.
So what if someone wanted to add money to their Cash App account with HSBC?
They'd probably be fine with that.
But you can use Cash App to buy Bitcoin.
True, good point. Yeah, that does say here that their policy bans clients from buying stocks of companies that hold Bitcoin. I don't know what that would mean as far as funding a PayPal or funding a Cash App. You know, we don't know how detailed they've gotten on the ban here.
Okay.
But that's the update. That's the news. If you're in Great Britain, it's getting harder and harder to send your pound or whatever it is that you're using over there, the British pound, to Bitcoin exchanges.
And that sucks. That's only going to get harder because banks love telling people what they can and can't do with their money.
And they're going to start offering their own Bitcoin solutions.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys are in bed with their government, who are all about regulating all cryptocurrencies because I can't even imagine how much revenue they are.
Well, we just talked about Coinbase's regulatory response team. I mean, that's essentially what they do, is make sure that their response is in line with regulations.
Yeah, but I mean, why is government so concerned? It's because they're missing out on a huge sum of revenue.
I don't think the government is missing out because it's got Coinbase and Kraken and Binance and Gemini and all of these other exchanges who are going to do the government's bidding for them.
Yeah, but my thing is, if the government doesn't know how much money you actually have, they can't tax you.
But Coinbase will tell them.
That's what I mean, that's the other reason not to use Coinbase. And now my question is, how much?
But that's the game they're trying to set up, Conan. Is that if you're an American and you want cryptocurrency, you have to go through one of these exchanges.
And my question is, how much reporting does Binance do?
All of it.
Okay, so what is the option?
IRS comes to one of these exchanges and says, hey, we want information on these customers. Everything. They're going to give it to them.
Right, correct.
So, I mean, that's their long-term plan, is to make funnel everyone who wants cryptocurrency into Coinbase or Kraken or Gemini or Binance or one of these others that will just turn over all their information. They want to centralize cryptocurrency as much as they can, and Coinbase, Kraken, and all of these others, they want that because they want to be the next banks of the world, and that's essentially what they would be, the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Saying whether or not you can withdraw your cryptocurrency to pay for this transaction, or whether or not you can send to that address, or whether or not you have a good enough reason to make this purchase, that's what they want.
All the while paying lip service, like the president or CEO of Coinbase, Brian somebody, he said recently, it's all about decentralization.
Yes, he did say that. They want all of the coins available, if I recall correctly, all the legal coins, he said, to be on Coinbase so that you have a decentralized way of on us. He doesn't seem to know what decentralized means.
Does he really think that's possible? That anyone's
it's obviously impossible.
Yeah.
If it's all available through Coinbase, then it's not decentralized.
By definition, that is not decentralization.
But, you know, he's throwing that buzzword around to get people who like decentralization to think that, hey, maybe Coinbase isn't so bad. But if you pay any attention to what he actually said, he was like, no, this isn't going to be at all decentralized. We're just going to call it that.
Yep.
And that's how these people operate. That's what they're trying to set up, because that gives them money and it gives them power. Just like Pfizer, you know, they're brandishing their, hey, look, we're the only fully approved COVID-19 vaccine.
It's still emergency use authorization, if I understand correctly.
The Pfizer is not.
I believe that it is, actually, but it just been approved?
No, it's been fully approved. Pfizer is fully approved for people, I believe, over the age of 16.
Yeah. I don't recall the details, right? Because it's the FDA, and I don't care what they have to say.
It's still an emergency use for young people under 16, 12 to 15 or something like that.
But in the case of Coinbase, you have this company that's pretty much doing exactly the same thing. Hey, look, we're fully regulated. We're complying with you, government. We want to help you. And they're going to use cryptocurrency. They're going to leverage it as a way of making themselves rich and powerful. And they've been very successful with that. Other companies not proving so successful these days. OnlyFans. No longer having porn. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where we invite you to join us. Bring up whatever you want to talk about, whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And there's an event coming up September the 4th at 3:33 p.m. You can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. But you don't need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. Even if you don't know who or what he is, that's not an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. At approximately 3:33 p.m., you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else grinning, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming towards you, step up and give them a hug, because both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. September the 4th at 3:33 p.m. Now, speaking of love or something like it, the OnlyFans CEO is blaming banks for forcing an unfair porn ban, saying, "We had no choice." This is Tim Stokely on Tuesday. He said the subscription platform's recent ban on porn is due to, quote, unfair treatment from banks. Now, this wasn't the only option. Getting rid of the thing that made them popular and successful was not the only option.
Clearly, they could have gone crypto.
Pornhub did exactly that when they began having issues, and as far as I'm aware, Pornhub is still operating just fine. Stokely, in an interview with Financial Times, said OnlyFans had no choice other than banning explicit sexual content because its banking partners would routinely point to reputation risk and would refuse the business. "We had no choice but to ban porn. The short answer is the banks." The interview comes after OnlyFans last week said it would no longer allow sexually explicit content starting October the 1st. The London-based company said the decision was made to comply with the requests of its banking and lending partners. "The decision was a stupid one." They used the word major, but let's be honest, this was a stupid decision considering OnlyFans, now with 130 million users and 2 million creators, built its company largely on creators posting adult content.
So you're telling me these banks are more interested in their reputation than making money. I'm not buying this at all.
How much money are they really? Well, they don't really need OnlyFans in order to make money. I mean,
yeah, but I mean,
they can just write more zeros.
Every little bit counts. Every little organization that they work with and monitor transactions and control the transactions are a little bit more for them, right? More money.
I don't think that's really true these days, not with the fractional reserve limit going down to 0%.
I mean, so you're thinking the reputation of these banks might actually be that important.
This is not new news as far as banks have been targeting pornographers for a long time. They don't generally allow like porn people to sign on to their credit card merchant accounts or whatever. So this is not an unbelievable thing that has happened here. And it's happened under Republican and Democrat administrations, because you might think, oh, well, it's George Bush or Donald Trump or whatever. That's, of course, they're going to crack down. No, it's just across the board. For whatever reason, they don't want to deal with certain businesses. Types. One of them is pornography. Another one is marijuana-related businesses. Cryptocurrency is another one. Yeah. Now, what are their reasons for it? That's open to speculation. You could speculate that they don't want the whatever negative publicity might come from the right-wing, religious right that might.
I've heard it's the religious right that is largely responsible for this.
But I've got another. I was thinking about this today because another show was talking about it, and I thought, you know, what about just the customer service issues of, oh, what's that? You say an OnlyFans subscription showed up on my credit card? Yeah, I don't know how that got there. You're going to need to reverse that charge, right? Like, the wife caught the husband looking at the credit card statement. She finds him on OnlyFans or whatever, and then, you know, the bank has to deal
with that. I saw your face, and my response is the same. Just be honest. But
it's 2021. How many people are actually worried about this kind of stuff anymore?
Well, a lot of people are steadily lying to their spouses and to their girlfriends, and they don't know how to be. The average person is not honest with their partner.
No, there's a ton of people who hide their habits like this, and if they get caught, they're going to deny it. They're somebody must have gotten my card. Now, I don't know how they got on there, honey. And then they call the bank and they deny it, and then the bank's like, well, it looks like, it's legit, and now they got to deal with customer service issues.
And now do they actually define pornography? I mean, if the girl is there,
they are banning everything that is sexually explicit.
They're allowing nudity.
So they would. That's sexually explicit.
Well, they're saying, as I understand it, that they are allowing people to still post nudes. But so some decider at OnlyFans is going to have to decide whether or not the nude is or is not sexually explicit. Because if you're just nude, there's an argument that's not sexually explicit. I mean, we're all topless in the studio here tonight.
And we're nude, as far as the cameras know.
And that's not sexually explicit because we're not doing anything sexual with our topless bodies. But if you're doing something sexual in the nude photo, maybe it is sexually explicit.
All right, I don't know a whole lot about this site. But I do watch a lot of YouTubers who are crazy about this kind of stuff. This is like this is juicy stuff. This is spicy.
Mean this news story?
No, OnlyFans and these types of sites with these.
Why is it spicy? What do you mean?
I don't get it. I don't get it. Some of them are.
But you're the one saying that using these terms to describe these.
Let's
people
explain
and their
the
reactions.
Site for those that don't know.
If someone with a tank top. With her nipples and everything, everything's exposed, and she's doing jumping jacks, which is what these girls do.
Oh, so you do know about this site.
I've seen pictures. Let's just say I have.
Can I see your credit card statement, Cody?
No, you can. You may not. No, is that sexually explicit, doing jumping
That's
jacks?
That's going to be up to OnlyFans to decide.
Because they're already, this is how
if
these
she's
girls.
She's fully clothed, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, but this is how these girls already push the boundaries, try to get away with.
Well, that's going
to
keep happening, because they're going to come up with some arbitrary rule about what is and what is not sexual, and somebody's going to try to push the boundaries.
I mean,
that's
literally what we're doing on tonight's show, really.
Well, except it's not sexual what we're doing. We are pushing boundaries with the streaming providers in that they have questionable policies about toplessness that are inconsistent and confusing at best. And thankfully, they've left us alone for the last, I don't know how many numbers.
Several years. Time being. And by the way, I have never paid for anything sexually explicit in my life.
Why would you? You can find
because it's
free.
Free.
Yeah.
I think that is what really blows my mind
that
the most.
Someone
is
would
that,
pay for it?
That you have these young ladies who are making a living off of poor incel dudes who...
Yeah.
No, incels hate OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes them furious.
Because they're broke because of OnlyFans?
Because they can't make money like that? They're jealous?
Yes, that's okay. Exactly it. They're like, I wish I could just sell my body and make thousands of dollars a month or whatever.
Now...
This is, by the way, this is just like scratch-off tickets. It's just like alcoholics. It's just like any other kind of addiction. And that's this category that I put these poor dudes in who are just basically emptying their bank accounts to these girls, girls doing jumping jacks. What the hell is that all about? So I guess I'm just really flabbergasted.
From what I understand, there's actual porn on this site, too.
Yes.
I've not personally subscribed to that stuff, but I from what I understand, there's quite a bit of hardcore pornography on this particular site. And
but then again, why would you ever pay money for this stuff?
Because this isn't a pornography. I think I see the appeal.
Because you have a connection to this person.
It's not even that. It's that this is an average, ordinary person, not a porn actress. This is just an average, ordinary person that you find attractive and that you personally... Well, could have a realistic shot of actually meeting and having sex with.
That's probably not the case.
Pornhub has lots of amateurs.
But in the mind of the user, they believe that to be true.
That's where I was going with that. They have a special connection with this girl that only looks at them and talks to them and then does jumping jacks for them.
Yeah, so is the term simp? Is that the term that I've heard?
A white knight and a simp. Yes, simp.
Simp is somebody who, like, you know, fawns over an individual online. They contribute to them on a regular basis in the hopes that the person will identify them, in the hopes that the person will give a shout out to them, maybe speak to them on a private message or something like that. And that's sort of how the relationship begins. And then these girls that know how to work it, I'm sure they know how to do this because it's not easy. You know, it's not hard to do, I suspect, with desperate guys online that are lonely, is to give them a little bit of what they want, and then they can pay for the next tier, which is where, you know, they might get essentially turning into sort of rent an online girlfriend, basically, at the maximum level of support. I imagine they have different tiers of, okay, if you give me this much per month and you get these pictures, but if you give me this much per month, I'll let you into my, you know, inner circle of, rich.
And this isn't anything new, too, because, I mean, you've had prostitution and you've had pole dancers.
This is better than prostitution.
I know, because
you don't even have to do anything.
Because instead of having maybe 50 dudes at the club, the dance club, now you have 50,000.
But you also have thousands of competitors as well, so the prices are, to some extent, driven down because of that, because, I mean, nudes are proliferating.
Right.
Good point. When we come back, masks aren't effective, and it seems neither are the COVID-19 shots. More coming up. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.